I'm ready.
A marriage creed, professing and defending truth in a time of confusion. Written by Dr. Jared Stout on thosecatholicmen.com and read by James Baxter. Creeds help us not only to understand what we believe, but also to profess it, strengthening our faith. One tenet of Catholic belief suffers attack more than any other right now: marriage and family life. Not only do people attack, both within and out of the church, but many are just downright ignoring it. Fewer people than ever are getting married and having children. The natural and supernatural order of married love is central to God's plan for our happiness. Marriage is central to our faith and to the story of salvation history. God created marriage to reflect His own eternally faithful and fruitful love. His love for Israel and the church reflects this same love. The sacrament of marriage mystically draws us into Christ's sacrificial, self-offering love for His body, the church. Christian celibacy does not detract from the centrality of marriage, but actually bolsters it by witnessing to the direct marriage with God for which we are all preparing. Therefore, any attempt to obscure or distort our belief on marriage attacks the heart of the faith and our eternal vocation. God is faithful, His love is complete, His love is necessarily fruitful. Marriage reflects this love and its natural and supernatural core. If married love turns away from this reality, it loses its heart and draws us away from God's love rather than toward it. As Catholics, we need to strengthen our own faith in what God has taught us about marriage and what He has established through nature and the sacraments. To bolster our own faith about marriage, I'm proposing the following creed about what we believe and how we can strengthen our resolve to defend these truths. I believe in God the Creator, who made man and woman in His image, and drew them together in marriage, to be fruitful and to multiply. God made man and woman to become one flesh, together to exercise dominion over the world. I believe that sin has wounded the union of man and woman and misdirected desire and power, mark our fallen relationships. I believe that God has a plan to save humanity, to form a new people, to be His bride forever. I believe that the Son of God became man to enact this new union of God and His people, to heal and elevate marriage. Jesus established marriage as a sign of His unbreakable love for the church to be a source of grace and holiness. I believe that God has raised up holy men and women throughout history to serve His church and witness His love. Their witness to Christ's unending, fruitful, faithful love offers a sign of contradiction against the darkness of the world. I believe that the church teaches the fullness of the truth and offers a beacon of hope on the truth of married love. I profess my faith in all that the church teaches on how married love overcomes our selfish distortions of love. I promise to defend the truth of God's plan for marriage and the marital act which leads us to our true happiness. I believe that the family forms the domestic church, and its future will determine the future of our society. I will resist any attempt by the world and even some in the church to undermine the life of the family. I believe in all that God teaches me through nature and through the church, and will hold fast to this until death. Amen. Want these blog posts without the burden of a screen? And want to feel the pages of a book again? Subscribe to our quarterly reader by making a donation of $10 a month or more to Those Catholic Men, and you'll get our best performing post delivered to you every quarter. We are proudly not-for-profit and gratefully supported by donations large and small. Click subscribe at the top right corner of thosecatholicmen.com.